AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The district attorney in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, Andrew Womble, says the shooting death by deputies of Andrew Brown Jr. last month was justified.
I am basing the decision on the facts, the evidence, and the law.
Womble says Brown ignored deputies' commands and drove his car directly at one of them before they fired any shots.
Deputy Lunsford used his left hand to push off of the hood. It was at this moment that the first shot is fired.
Womble says he would not be filing charges against any of the deputies who were trying to take Brown into custody while serving drug-related warrants at his home in North Carolina. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was asked about Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy's decision not to back the creation of a commission to look into the January Capitol riot.
Disappointing but not surprising that the cowardice on the part of some on the Republican side not to want to find the truth.
McCarthy did push to have a new commission investigate other groups, namely the Black Lives Matter groups that protested police violence in the aftermath of the death of George Floyd last year. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Palestinian militants have been dealt unexpected blows in more than a week of Israeli bombardments in the Gaza Strip. The latest war between Israel and Hamas shows no signs of abating in the second week. Palestinians across the region also went on a general strike in a rare collective action against Israel's policies. The fighting is the most intense since a 2014 war between Israel and Hamas. Today, President Biden is touring Ford's Electric Vehicle Center in Michigan. It's part of the electric vehicle future the president envisions for the United States as a way to tackle climate change and create jobs. It's been an up and down day across the board so far on Wall Street. This is AP News. The Palestinian Health Ministry says a protester was killed in the West Bank.
Hundreds of protesters had gathered on the outskirts of Ramallah to protest against Israel's actions in Gaza and Jerusalem, burning tires and hurling stones at the Israeli troops who fired tear gas back at them. At one point, seven shots rang out, but it was unclear where they came from. Israeli soldiers on a hillside opposite the protest could be seen taking cover behind mounds of sandbags. Tensions are soaring over the latest Gaza war, as well as recent clashes in Jerusalem and cities across Israel. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A surfer was killed by a shark off the Australian east coast. The man in his 50s had been surfing north of Sydney. Beaches in the area are now closed. Police say they're working with government authorities to identify the species of shark. A drone search after the attack spotted two sharks in the area. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.